Toward the end of 1784, Eliza and family are headed to Salisbury to join Margaret by way of Wilmington and today's Fayetteville. They make a brief stop here, no doubt standing where you are now, to visit the husband she lived apart from longer than she lived with him. His epitaph reads, "Revolutionary memory, a native of Edinburgh, Scotland, murdered by a band of Tories at his home." After the murder, Fanning raids other Patriot homes that night, though he is thwarted by Martha Bell at her family's mill north of here. Margaret never married. She eventually moved back here when the plantation, never burned, was taken over by Tibby's daughter, also a Margaret, and her husband. Margaret got a measure of revenge when she learned one of the men with Fanning had been arrested in 1783. She traveled to Hillsborough to testify against him. The crime was proved so plainly that not one lawyer spoke a word in his favor, though he had three of them employed, she wrote Eliza. He was indicted on that testimony, convicted, and hung. Serving as the executor of Andrew's will, Margaret petitioned the General Assembly for his unpaid wages as an assembly member 2 years later. She now rests to the right of her brother. Historical tidbit. A few years after Eliza's arrival, she was in financial distress. Influential friends of Andrew brought this to the attention of President George Washington. He officially named her son Andrew as the postmaster of Salisbury, fully aware Eliza would actually do the job. Effectively, she was the second postmistress in the nation, after Mary Catherine Goddard of Baltimore, who started in 1776. Eliza held the post for at least 25 years, and now is buried to the left of her husband.